This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and let me very quickly say, this is not the last podcast episode. However, I am recording it as if it is. As if it is the last message that you will ever hear from me, and I will tell you why I'm doing that. I started recording this episode, and I, in fact, recorded it completely. I am recording this episode on Friday, December 1st. And as I shared with my daily blog on December 1st, this all began with my normal morning routine with my daily stoic journal. I will link to that journal over on the show notes at primalpotential.com. But this is why I'm recording this as if it is the last podcast I ever air, although it's not. So every day in the Daily Stoic Journal, there is a question. And you reflect on the question of the day in the morning and in the evening. Like, you just write your thoughts about that question. So Friday morning, December 1st, grab my coffee, grab my Daily Stoic Journal, and the December 1st question reads, if I lived today as if it were my last, what would I do? If I lived today as if it were my last, what would I do? And the very first thing I wrote was, I'm so screwed with this answer. And the reason I felt that way, I'm so screwed with this answer, is because I was like, I'm going to tell you everything I would do as if it were my last day. And then I can't really do those things because I'm going on vacation next week and I have a lot of work I need to get done so that I can enjoy my vacation. So I started down that path that most of us would, like, I can't call in sick to work. I can't fly across the country and spend time with my best friend or whatever it is. But as I started noticing that I was justifying all the reasons I couldn't do what I would do if it was truly my last day, I thought about what I do in every aspect of my life, which is, what can I do? Sure. There is a reality of my life, and I am assuming that today is not, in fact, my last day. And if it is, somebody needs to let Ryan Holiday know that maybe his question is bad luck or something. But so long as I wake up on December 2nd, it's not the last day of my life. But given the reality of work and travel and finances and all of those things that play a role in why we would say we can't live today as if it was our last day, what can I do? Right? I don't have to focus on what I can't do or I won't do. There's no value there. But what can I do within the framework of my current life as though this was my last day? So just to give you guys an idea, I called and sent voice notes to the people I love the most in my very, very small inner circle, right? I wasn't going to spend my whole entire day sending out voice notes. The list would be interminable. But like my mom, my sister, my boyfriend, my best friend. And I called them, but I also wanted them to have a voice note because if it was my last day, I would want them to have something to hang on to, why I love them, what they mean to me, and something I want them to remember after I'm gone. So I did that in reality for those people. I also made sure that everybody with whom I interacted on this day, the 1st of December, knows how much they mean to me. So for example, I went to the gym and I didn't go at my normal time. So my normal coach wasn't my coach. It was a substitute coach. And I said to him, you make a difference in my life every time I come in here and you are my coach. Like, I appreciate your energy, your sense of humor. And while this is a job to you, it is more than that to me, and you make a difference. And then Morgan was also at the gym, who's my regular coach. He was there doing his job. And I let him know, you have made a hugely positive impact in my life. Thank you. And does it feel a little corny? Yeah. But what's the alternative? Like staying in my comfort zone and not doing something that I should do more of anyway in expressing to people what they really mean to me? So I did those things. And then I thought, I would really want to have a final message out to you. If I found out that today was actually the last day of my life, it would be incredibly important to me to put out a podcast, to connect with every one of you, and leave you some thoughts that I think are very important. And as I thought about that, I was like, why would I wait? Those thoughts, the thoughts that I would leave you with on my last day, they might really benefit you right now. There might be somebody that hears this podcast and it makes a positive impact on their life. Why would I hold that back because I'm not dying? I won't. So in my list of what can I do, recording this podcast was one of those things. So that is what I am doing. Sharing with you the things that I would say if it was my last day. And I'd want to talk to you like an individual, not to the world, but to you right now. This is a conversation I would want to have if I found out I wasn't going to be here tomorrow. And it's funny because after I decided to do this and I put it in my little agenda for the day, I read something on an Instagram post from author Glennon Doyle Melton. She wrote it about Lady Gaga, of all things. She had been to a Lady Gaga concert, and she was describing what Lady Gaga is and does. She said that Lady Gaga turns her fire into art that warms the world. Turns her fire into art that warms the world. And when I read that, it just totally solidified my decision to record this podcast as if it was my last, even though I know that's how rumors get started and it could be considered dramatic, but no more dramatic than the voice notes I sent to the people that I love this morning. I want my passion to be art that warms the world, and I want this message to be a part of it, a message to you. So that you know, if I was never able to post another podcast, to communicate with you in any way, that you would have this message so that you would know that everything you want is possible for you. Everything you want, you can create. You've got to stop waiting for more time, more energy, more confidence, and just get going. It is worth it. I know that it takes effort, and I know that that effort is hard, but it is worth it. And all of the distractions and the temptations, they aren't worth it. You have experienced all that they have to offer you. Now they can only take from you. There is so much more for you. More health, more energy, more confidence, more happiness, more fitness, more endurance. All of it. But you've got to stop turning at every distraction, justifying every detour on the road to where you want to be. It's just not worth it. The easy choice that you just do because it's easy and it's habitual, it's not that easy because it's robbing you of all that you are capable of having. You've experienced average and crappy and unhappy and frustrated. Do the work today so that you can experience excellent and amazing and better than you ever thought possible. That hard choice, it really isn't very hard, it's just unpracticed. And in addition to being unpracticed, it is so worth the effort it takes. Choice by choice, that's all you have to focus on. Choice by choice. With your choices, you are either going to create an incredible life or an unfulfilled life. And all you need to do, all you ever need to do, is focus on today. Even smaller than that, just on your next choice. Win the day. Do the work to win the day. Keep your head down. You're never lost. You're never stuck. The way out is always one good, small choice. Anytime you feel frustrated, overwhelmed, stuck, unsure, the way out is always one good, small, positive choice. All you need to focus on is today. One choice, one step. I tell myself all the time in the gym, when I'm tired and I want to give up. You don't have to give up. You just want to. But you have one more step in you. You have one more rep in you. You are not at the point of failure. It's not that you have to give up. It's that you just want to. Carry that with you. Ask yourself, do I have one more good choice in me? You do. Absolutely you do. You always do. Focus just on that, not on the frustration, not on all the path that's ahead, just the next good choice. And you're going to fall down and you're going to screw up and life is going to get hard. And all you ever have to return to is so simple, your next best choice. Never stop focusing on just the next step in front of you, just the next rep, the next choice, the next best decision. Again, and again, and again, you can always come back to that. 6 months from now, you can be in a dramatically different place. Or you can be right where you are right now. 6 weeks from now, you can be in a dramatically different place. Or you can be right where you are right now. 6 days from now, you can feel more confident. You can be happier, more empowered. Or you can be right where you are right now. The choices are going to go by really fast. And as long as you just focus on, how can I win this choice? How can I make this one my best one? You will transform. Fight. Please fight. Don't settle. Don't take average. Don't take the easy path. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. Fight for your highest potential. Go all out and stop cutting corners. Just start. Don't wait for a better time. There's not going to be one. It's only going to get harder the longer you wait before you commit. Don't wait for more motivation or a better plan. Don't wait until things slow down or you have more time. Today is a gift. It is a gift, and there are 1,000 chances that you can grab today to make a great choice. Stop waiting. Stop making excuses. They're just not worth it. They're a lie. You know, like that timeshare salesman that won't stop calling you? It sounds good until you pull the trigger and realize you made a huge mistake. I've been there. And so many of your choices are like that too. Choose what makes you proud. Choose what makes you feel strong. Choose what is going to create the life that you want. With your next choice, and then never stop. You can always come back to that place. I talk to so many people who feel like they're behind or they're lost or they're stuck. No, you're not. You are always one choice away from progress. Remember that. It is that simple. It is that basic. Do not be the source of your own unhappiness or discontent because of your thoughts or your choices. I get it. Maybe you've let yourself down. Maybe your life feels really hard right now. You can change all of that. Seriously, you can dramatically change all of that. You are so much more powerful than you realize, and all you need to do is make a small, powerful choice and then another one. Do not forget that Rumi quote that changed my entire life. Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? Don't hold yourself hostage. Don't hold yourself back. Don't want for something or someone else. You can be that transformative force in your life. You already are. It's just a matter of what you're doing with it. So start right now. Not tomorrow, not Monday, not after the first. No, right now. Start. Achieve. Work hard. Understand that nothing is worth working hard more than you are worth working hard. Don't give more to your job than you give to yourself, because this is your life. This is it. That's all there is. And it can be amazing. And you can change it so quickly. Seriously, do not lose sight of the fact that in 6 days, it can feel easier. If you change your attitude in 6 hours, it can feel easier. In 6 minutes, it can feel easier. You can transform, and it's going to go by so fast. These choices are flying by second, minute by minute, and you can grab any one of them and make it amazing. Don't hold yourself hostage. And until you believe in yourself, I believe in how powerful you are. And I know that you have the power to make one great choice, one small great choice. And if you hear anything from me, understand that that is all it takes. That capacity to say, now matters, and I will make one small great choice right now. That's all it takes. I've been at the bottom, broke, single, depressed, you name it, obese, of course, among other things, damaged. And there is no one and nothing that has the power to change your life more than you do. And it does not take moving mountains. It's just one small choice at a time. Stop waiting. Stop choosing momentary distractions at the expense of an epic life and a transformation that is so worth it. Oh my gosh, you're so close. You're so close. Everything you want and more is not that far away from you. And this story that you've created about how hard it's going to be and how long it's going to take, it's a bunch of lies. One choice at a time. You start now and don't stop. Everything that has distracted you, it's just not worth it. It has nothing more to offer you. You can achieve anything you want. It is all possible for you. Start here. Start now. You have everything it takes. Just don't get distracted with the negativity. Refuse to be distracted by the past. Refuse to be overly concerned with the future and just focus on right now. Whether we've met or we haven't, you are such an important part of my life. And I believe in you more than you know.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.